Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Welcome to You've Got Hanks, the podcast about Tom Hanks, hosted by me, Rachel Chapman.
Woo. Woo, woo, woo.
I usually say hello, and I didn't say that this time. Oh, boy. Rusty. Today, we're talking about a really great movie with two really great casts. First, she's a comedian. It's Mary Sasson.
Hello.
Hello. And then, oh, boy. For the first time ever, a podcast guest. It's Amanda Tarver.
It's me. I'm new at this.
Wow. Can't believe it took that long.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It's a big get for
my
me.
My podcast, yeah. I mean, I hate this phrase, but popping my podcast cherry.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's how they say that, right?
Yeah.
Popping your peas, maybe.
Popping my peas.
No,
popping my podcast cherry.
Oh, no.
This is the ASMR we have asked for.
Yes. Whispering this entire episode.
Yeah. Today, we're talking about Toy Story from 1995.
Wow.
Yay.
I can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah.
I know. Never mind. I don't want to say how old I was when it came out.
Oh.
But I felt much older than I was.
You felt much older in 1995 than you were?
I remember watching it, but I guess I must have watched it much later than it came out.
Yeah.
You must have been such a baby. Because I was a literal toddler. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you felt like such a grown up.
I felt old when I watched it.
Yeah.
But maybe I didn't watch it until 2000. Who knows?
You were balancing your checkbook while watching
I was cashing checks left and right.
Wow. Well, yeah. You guys watched this in theater. You watched it before. This isn't your first time watching it.
No, not my first time watching
it. Oh, no.
I might have seen it in theaters.
Did you?
I'm not positive, which makes me think maybe I didn't. But maybe I did.
I feel like I did, but I also cannot remember because we were all such babies.
Yeah. I am pretty positive I didn't see it in theaters.
Yeah.
I remember my first theater experience.
What was your first?
Chicken Little.
Oh.
I don't know if that was my first one. That's the first one I remember.
Do you not like that style of animation? You made like a guttural ugh sound.
That was like a bad time for Disney animation.
Oh, that's Disney.
Is it Disney?
Yeah. It just was their first time trying computer animation, and they weren't Pixar.
You know? They got those weird faces in Chicken Little. They're all like smushed.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Wallace and Gromit people, right?
Yeah. Right?
No.
It was Chicken. Oh.
Wait.
I'm thinking of Chicken Run.
That's also what I'm thinking of is Chicken Run.
Okay. It's not Chicken Run. Okay.
What's Chicken Little?
Chicken Little is that chicken with a big head.
Yeah.
And it's based on that story of
No. Yeah. I'm thinking Chicken Run where they escape from turning
chicken
into
Run
fried
is
chicken.
Good,
chicken
but
Run's
it has
great.
Mel Gibson as the lead, right?
I was watching Pocahontas the other day and I was what a beautiful. Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
And
it's
sad.
Christian Bale is the other guy. So it's Mel Gibson and Christian Bale.
He's constantly screaming at extras for looking at him.
I know. I'm just like, oh,
I know
no.
very little about Chicken Run.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, because I called it Chicken Little. Yeah. But
no, Chicken Run was good. There.
That was my first movie that I remember seeing in theaters.
That one was good. Chicken Little is not good.
I think I've seen the trailer for it, or little parts of it. Like aliens come. Like it's one of those movies where they're like, there's not enough of a story here.
Yeah.
We need like a wild second act turn.
Yeah.
No. I'm not into that.
This guy was falling, but it was a piece of an alien spaceship. That's the
yikes.
That's the thing.
Okay, that's the reveal.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about Chicken Little. We're talking about Toy Story. So for anyone who hasn't seen Toy Story, I have a synopsis from IMDb. So I would love to hear this. Spoiled at all. Okay, here we go. A cowboy doll is profoundly threatened and jealous when a new spaceman figure supplants himself as top toy in a boy's room.
Okay.
That's a pretty good synopsis.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, yeah. So there we go. That's Toy Story. So you're all caught up. So before we dive in, what is your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
This is like maybe not going to be popular because the internet has been dunking on it recently. But I love Forrest Gump.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The Toy Story franchise.
I love Toy Story too,
Who's been dunking on Forrest Gump?
Yeah, what's wrong with Forrest Gump?
Fucking, it's one of those things when like it'll be like a Facebook thread that has like 100 comments and everybody's like, oh my God, that movie's so stupid. And I'm just like quietly like...
People just need something to hate on they're running out of topics. So now they have to hate on Forrest Gump, which is a great movie.
Yeah, looking back on it, I'm sure there's like a lot of things that's just like, oh boy. But sure, you know what? If it's ever on TV, I'm never not watching it.
Same.
Yeah.
It was also filmed where I was born.
Really?
Savannah, y'all.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty close to my heart.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Right before this, it was 94.
So he's flying high.
Wow.
Yeah. He's an Academy Award winner twice now.
Wow.
For Philadelphia too, or?
Philadelphia, and then the next year Forrest Gump.
Wow.
Dang. Yeah. Cleaning
back
house.
To back. Yeah. He almost made it three, but he wasn't nominated for Apollo 13, so.
Houston, we have Hollywood, we have a problem. We're not nominating Hanks.
Oh no.
Wow. But yeah, I guess we like a lot of the same Tom Hanks stuff, I guess. Yeah. May Mary.
Yeah, because you both wanted to do this movie.
We did.
Yeah.
We both jumped at it.
We did. Yeah. I said, Toy Story, sign me up.
Yeah.
Please.
I love hitting my P's.
No.
If you give me a microphone, I'm gonna hit it.
Actually, I don't mind it.
It's just interesting for the listeners, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. I can't do it, too.
I'll stop.
Okay.
Me too.
Well, let's dive into the movie. So we start with Andy playing with his toys. So we meet all of his toys right away. So we see, like, Woody, Sheriff Woody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic.
We see a Mr. Potato Head. We see Rex and Slinky Dog and Mr. Ham.
We got Bo Peep. Oh, she's the damsel, right?
Bo Peep, yeah. And then, so then Andy goes downstairs. He's playing with Woody, and You've Got a Friend in Me comes on.
Oh, a tearjerker. Honestly, that song will make me cry.
And all the other songs, too, that
all
he
of
sings.
Them.
Oh, Strange Things Are Happening
to
Me.
Oh, that'll get ya. That will
I feel that. I feel that
nothing
sometimes.
Will make me cry quicker than a Pixar movie.
Oh yeah.
That's, no other movie makes me cry.
That's their thing.
It's their thing.
They're very good at it. And moving back to even just a second, I love how much these movies do just start like fade in. We're there. We're in something and like we're not sure what we're doing. But like, and then two does it again and three does it again of just kind of like, and bigger, but of just like, wait, what is this world we're doing? And then you're like, oh, these are his toys. This is how he sees it.
Yeah.
This is how cool his toys are to him. This is how good his imagination is. Like, what a wonderful start of a movie. Immediately you're there. Like, oh, this is what toys are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very exciting as a child, I bet.
Yeah.
To be like, oh yeah, my toys are alive, y'all.
Yeah.
But I feel like Andy probably had more imagination than me.
Yeah.
I wasn't playing with my toys like that.
My Barbies had some storylines.
I don't remember. I feel like I blocked a lot out for some reason. I don't remember what my... I was really into like baby dolls. Oh, so like taking care of a child, which is odd because I do not want that.
You got
at the moment,
system.
Mom. Yeah, no, that seems scary.
Hey, Kim.
Fearless. I feel like for my sister and I, we always played like high school with our Barbies.
Oh, okay.
And we'd always like be like, we gotta go make out with this boy.
Yeah.
I did always want my Barbies to have a little more like movement in their limbs to make it a little more lifelike. I do remember.
But
being like upset that they couldn't stand on their own. I was like, why can't these stand up?
I know.
But then I feel like when sometimes you would get added joints into Barbies,
there
was like a whole new bag of worms, or what's the phrase?
Can of worms?
Can of worms?
Can of worms.
It just got harder. Where all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, what if she can move her elbow? And all of a sudden she can move her elbow and her wrist, and you're like,
Yeah, I had a gymnast Barbie because I was a gymnast when I was little, and it could bend, it was a little freaky because it could bend too much. It's like, no, I don't want that much bend.
Yeah. Well, apparently they wanted Barbie in this movie, but Mattel wouldn't let them.
Oh, maybe why in the second one they were like, please.
Yeah, I think Mattel was like, put her in.
Yeah, because isn't that why they have Bo Peep?
Yeah,
instead of Barbie. Oh. I watched
this behind the scenes
on Amazon, and they have little pop up things.
Oh, that's fun! Like pop up
video,
which is
fun. But it also pointed out every single continuity error.
Oh, that's
and.
Tough.
there's a lot.
Oh, no.
Well, because this was their first go round.
Yeah. This was the world's first computer animated movie.
And now when you watch it, you can tell.
Yes.
But at the time, it did feel like two, like, camera up. Lights up. It was like, whoa, this is so cool. But yeah, now, then you watch it again and you're like, there's certain moments, especially the people.
Yes. Yeah, the people and the dog.
People are rough.
The dog is not great. Yeah. The people
the dog
are rough
is all just
also
a series of circles.
Yeah. The thing that makes me mad is whenever like Buzz or anyone tries to blink, it's like
they go off.
Yeah. They're not together. Yeah. So it looks crazy.
Oh, I noticed that too. When I knew I was doing this, I watched it in a whole new light. Yeah, I got to come in with some stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, this is wild.
Yeah, the animation is off.
I think I kind of remember hearing, speaking of Barbie, that a lot of those toys had like a resurgence
of
popularity from this movie.
Yeah,
so I bet Barbie was like, oh, we got to get in there for sales too.
Yeah
because there was something about they didn't want Barbie to have, they didn't want to give Barbie a personality because they wanted the kids to like have their put their own personality on their Barbies.
Yeah.
This is in my Amazon pop-up.
Interesting.
I am just full of knowledge now.
I love it.
And then it was like successful and they were like, never mind. Yeah. We're going to make her Barbie.
Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they make her Jodie
Ken too.
Yeah. Michael Keaton.
Third one.
He's great.
He's so funny in there.
Yeah.
Good.
He's wonderful. I hope they're both in the fourth movie.
I'm worried.
I'm so scared for the fourth movie.
I think everyone is so
so nervous.
God, we only have so many perfect things in this world.
I know. And Toy Story 3 was one of those.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah.
Who
Talk
knows?
About sticking landings.
Oh, boy. Anyway. So we get downstairs and we realize that Andy's birthday is today. His party is today. And the toys we're planning on later, but because their family is moving, it's today. So then Woody has like a meeting where he invites all the toys. That's when we see them all interact and they're like all alive. And then he's like, oh, by the way, the birthday party is today. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a fun lead up when they're calling the meeting. If everybody gets like a little joke in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Potato Head, like, I'm Picasso.
Yeah.
And there is one of my favorite characters in Toy Story is Slinky.
Oh,
because you always had a dachshund.
I always had a dachshund and still do. We'll see. Who knows? She's getting very old when this comes out. But that would be horrible.
Oh, no.
But he has a lot of funny moments.
Yeah,
he does have a lot of funny moments.
There's one, and when they're calling this meeting, Woody's like, and I think he says, like, call a meeting. His birthday's today, like, but be happy. And then Slinky walks off and he's like, okay. And he goes, be happy. And he goes, happy, 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 happy. Yeah. And then just like saunters off. And it really made me laugh, even today when I was watching.
I didn't realize that till very recently that Ernest is Slinky dog.
Ernest.
Like the
Jim
person.
Barney.
Like, Ernest goes to camp.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
I had never seen an Ernest movie until Thanksgiving, and I was like, hey, that voice is familiar. Like, oh, it's Slinky Dog.
It is fun to hear his Toy Story voices out in the wild.
Yeah.
Well, now it's voiced by the Sean's dad from Boy Meets World.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because Jim Varney passed away.
We got it's not worth it.
I can, I have IMDb up right now. I can list off the cast if you want to know.
It's a lot of heavy hitters because there's also what's her name from Roseanne and Lady Bird fame.
Yes,
Laurie Metcalf.
Yeah, she's
the mom,
which I was surprised by.
Yeah. So Tom Hanks is Woody,
of course.
Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear. Don Rickles is Mr. Potato Head. Jim Varney, Slinky Dog. Wallace Shawn is Rex, who's great.
I don't know that person by name.
Honestly, there's a lot of people I don't know.
Oh, Wallace Shawn.
But think about
those
people you would know if you like just saw
heard them
or
saw them.
Yeah. You know Wallace Shawn from Clueless. He plays one of the teachers and he's also in
Princess Bride.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
John
Ratzenberger,
who's in every Pixar movie, is Ham. Annie Potts is Bo Peep.
Okay.
Eric Von Detten.
That was a fun realization that I had.
Who is
Eric
Von
discovery.
Detten?
Sid.
The like, Eric Von Detten?
Eric
Von
Detten.
He's like the hot Disney kid that was in like Princess Diaries and Brink.
Yeah.
I'll have to look his face up, but he's Sid.
Yeah,
he plays Sid, which I was that also popped up on my Amazon thing. Wow. I was like, this is it. And I was like, dang.
And then Lori Metcalf is Mrs. Davis. And then that's...
She really disappears into that role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She plays mom real well.
She does. She's,
you know what's an interesting thing, too? And I guess they don't have to explain it, but they never fully... Like, where's dad?
Oh, yeah. We never see the dad.
We never see dad, but we also never even get, like, a moment. And maybe because it wasn't about...
Yeah. It's about the toys.
But he must have left, if he left, very recently because they have Molly.
Oh, they
Molly.
Have a baby.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm.
Or they're half-siblings and the mom, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We don't
but
know.
Yeah, we never know and we never care.
Maybe he died and they just don't care.
Yeah.
We never know.
Or maybe that's why Andy's so attached to his toys because he needs something because his dad's
gone. But you know
what?
Maybe you should be a little bit more sensitive to them.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Their feelings.
Well, and his birthday party, every single kid at his birthday party is Andy, but with a different hair color and skin tone color.
That makes sense.
Wow.
It looked like that.
They just were like, we only can animate so much.
They were like, copy, paste.
They also, I think that they also said that like, they couldn't figure out how to do people's like hair really. So that's why everyone has short hair or the mom's hair is pulled
ponytail.
Back.
Ponytail,
Because they're like, we don't know how to do long hair yet.
There was some documentary I was watching where like hair and things in water are tough to animate.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't know how to do water yet. So like later when Woody like burns himself, he sticks his head in a cereal bowl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because that's easier to animate than like water.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. They also, do you know Lotso Bear from Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. They wanted him in this movie, but they didn't know how to do fur yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's like a fun fact. Moment where you see like a bear on a shelf, but far away. And it's like a pink bear. And they're like, hey.
It's like a little nod to him.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get to you. Yeah. We got a couple movies to get through. And then we'll figure out how to do fur.
Yeah, once we can get hair.
Yeah, there was a fun Easter egg for anyone that likes Pixar when Woody is making his speech in the background. All the books on the shelf are named after the Pixar shorts.
Oh, very cute.
Yeah, so there's like Tin Toy, Red Stream, bunch of other ones.
That's
I was curious what those were because I'm like, I'm sure that's something.
Yeah.
Everything is something.
Yeah.
Well, then that ball, I feel like, shows up in a lot of other Pixar movies.
Yeah, the ball shows up, and then we get the Pizza Planet truck that ends up being in every single Pixar movie afterwards.
They created Easter eggs, I think.
Yeah.
Pixar did.
This movie.
This is where Taylor Swift got her idea for Easter eggs. Is Pixar.
I believe it.
Because they put a little tiny character in all of the movies, right?
They
like
do.
A little something.
Nod to the next one. Yeah. They really, now they're really like doing that for the fans. They're
right.
Like, see if you can find this character from
but
a bug's
Scar
life.
Was in Hercules.
Yeah.
Disney Who was in Hercules?
Scar was in Hercules.
Ooh.
Yeah. When he's posing, he has a lion's pelt on him and it's Scar.
Oh, yeah.
Dark.
Wow.
Pretty dark.
So they started with Disney Animation first, doing Easter eggs.
Mm.
Have you ever seen, and maybe tell me if we're getting too off track, the documentary Waking Sleeping Beauty?
Yes!
So if you haven't seen it.
I haven't.
You should see it. It's very cool, but it talks a lot about Pixar stuff. And in the documentary, John Lasseter was like, and this big meeting, they were like, okay, what's new for Disney? Because he worked for Disney. And he's like, okay, we're going to make cartoons from computers. And they're like, okay. And he was like, that's my big idea. And they're like, thank you so much. And the next day they're like, you're fucking fired.
Whoa.
You are so fired. That's the stupidest idea in the whole world. And like went and made Pixar with the help of like Steve Jobs, I think helped like finance it. And then later on Disney was like, please come back.
We need you, please. Your computer.
But how
toys.
Much they were like, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to make computers movies. No.
Classic. I gotta watch that.
Wow.
It's very good. I wanna watch it again.
Yeah. It's very good. It makes me cry.
Oh no.
There's like two points in the movie that really make me cry a lot.
Oh no.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah. It'll inspire you. There's a montage at the end that it's like to part of your world or something and it's like, yeah, movies, magic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll get you.
Yeah. So then Andy gets a buzz. toy. And then so Buzz shows up and he thinks he's a space ranger. And what
he's got all the bells and whistles. Yeah,
everyone's real impressed laser. By him.
I and think that potato head is what a little meanie the whole he, time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think ever he apologizes. I don't think we ever have a reckoning with that.
No.
Because I really think Woody would have been okay with Buzz being crazy in there, but like Mr. Potato is really pushing.
Really poking.
Really yeah. poking.
So then it made his confidence really go down. And then when you're insecure,
and then we give him a wife.
Yeah. And then we reward him with a freaking wife.
I know
yeah.
that's what he wanted from the beginning.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Slinky Dog has another great line.
Oh, really?
Whenever they're kind of fawning over Buzz and his like wings and all that stuff, and he just kind of like walks over and he goes, "Gadly bow, baddie," and that is my favorite thing. I say that almost every
Do
day.
Do you know what I yeah. think about a lot is Woody? No,
yeah, Woody, no, yeah. Gadly bow, baddie. I think he says it in two also, yeah. and I was like, "I'm glad they."
My
I'm glad that's
two
his catchphrase.
Is when they go, "We got to catch up. Who's behind?" And he goes, "Mine." Yes. And his butt comes.
It's a classic.
Pretty yeah. great joke.
I like in the second movie where they're jumping off the roof and oh, Slinky yeah. Dog has to grab onto his
yes.
own butt.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it's good.
It's good. But then, so then this is when Woody's like, "No, you're a toy." And then Buzz is like, "No, I can fly." And then yeah. he flies.
Falling with grace.
Yeah. Falling with style. Yeah, yeah. Is yeah, right. how they say it.
Yeah.
I agree, though.
But everyone's
Woody.
Impressed. They think that he's actually flying. And
even Bo Peep a little bit turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like,
even Bo Peep.
She's yeah. got eyes.
I've got my moving buddy.
Yeah. yeah.
It's like,
that bitch.
Just from that?
Yeah.
No loyalty because he rode on a little car.
Yeah, not a ride or die bitch got, at all. Mm.
I would be insecure, too. If
yeah,
I were
I'd be like, who is this guy?
Yeah. So we see the strange things are happening to me moment where basically the whole room turns to Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
And then Woody is just cast aside.
Devastating.
In the box, the toy box.
Yeah. yeah. And then Buzz is sleeping all nice and pretty on yeah. the bed.
He has to sleep in that toy box and that shark took his hat.
yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hi, Woody. Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy.
It's very funny.
That's like not a joke, but it's so funny.
So yeah. funny. God.
Yeah. And then we meet Sid. We see him across the street and he blows up a combat Carl, yeah. which they wanted a G.I. Joe for.
Oh. Another pop-up yeah. I saw on my Amazon.
And G.I. Joe was like, we're not doing much, but no.
Yeah. They were like, we don't want you to blow up our yeah. toy.
And yeah. then they ended up bringing combat. Didn't they make combat Carls after yeah. this or something because or like or maybe it just pops up in another movie. I don't remember.
Yeah,
it was it I, popped up my I little fun it. Fact and now I forgot it already.
No,
I believe they probably did.
They probably did.
Yeah,
they
had to capitalize on everything.
Everything. We also meet Scud the dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a creepy looking dog.
It's a gross name too
because they don't know how
Scud.
To do
Scud.
Scud. They don't know how to do dogs. And then this is when Andy is going to go to Pizza Planet. His mom's like, "You can bring one toy." Woody knows it's going to be Buzz. We all know. Also, it's Pizza Planet. It just makes sense thematically to
yeah,
bring Buzz.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But
you can't
Woody
bring a cowboy there.
Upset. That's when he gets the idea that he's going to push Buzz in between the beds so he's like not seen. But then it goes wrong.
Goes too wrong.
Very yeah, wrong. There's thumbtacks falling. There's yeah. a little light swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Buzz falls out the window to the Wilhelm scream. Yeah. And then that's when all the toys are like, "What happened to Buzz?" And then RC, the car, tells them.
I can't tell if RC can talk. Sometimes a voice happens and I'm like, is that RC?
I don't think he can talk.
I don't think so. I think RC and then the little binoculars have a similar vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, is it
and
the
binoculars,
binoculars
can talk.
Okay.
Oh.
And RC
there's
just goes like, vroom, vroom.
Oh,
I guess
okay.
it makes sense because vroom, vroom would be his voice. But there's a moment where somebody's talking and I'm like, whose voice is that? Because they don't have mouths.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the binoculars.
And
Etch
a Sketch can't talk.
No. Mm-mm. He just draws. Just,
yeah. He just draws.
Also, the troll doll also can't talk, which is sad.
Oh, that's
or
sad.
Doesn't talk?
I have no idea.
I don't know. When we did this for Inside the Disney Vault, Oscar got very upset.
That the troll couldn't talk?
Yeah, because he loves troll dolls.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, he thinks he's a troll. So then this is when they all want to attack Woody for it, but then Andy comes in and his mom's like, bring a toy, and he's like, I can't find Buzz, and it's like, just bring a toy, and he's like, fine,
I'll bring Woody.
Yeah, that's gotta hurt. So then they get in the car, and the Buzz sees this, and he gets in the car too, and then they pull up to Dinoco gas station, which is used later in Cars.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And then this is when Buzz comes in and he confronts Woody and he's like, I don't attack, but we're not on my planet.
Yeah.
So then they get into a fight, they get knocked out of the car, and the car drives away. And they're stuck at this gas station.
Pretty scary. Very Woody scary. Almost gets hit, run over by like a 18 wheeler.
Yeah. Yes.
Which another thing that was a little
a goof
on their part for animating is, so the car pulls in, or the semi pulls in, and Buzz runs away, and Woody just drops. And then it cuts to Woody being almost getting hit by the back wheel.
Yeah.
When if he would have just dropped, then he would have also gotten run over by the front wheel.
Oh, interesting.
To have the back wheel stop on him.
Yeah.
So that is just a little thing that does not line up.
Mm. Oh.
It is interesting.
Very interesting, fun little tidbit.
Yeah. It's also very lucky that it just
barely taps his nose.
I guess we have to believe that he would have died.
Yes.
But we have not seen in this world, do these toys have souls?
I don't know.
If you get destroyed, you don't die, because those other ones later on are still animate.
Yeah.
True. The closest thing we've ever seen to one actually kind of dying was maybe Wheezy, that penguin, because he lost his squeaker.
Yeah.
I guess he was on the verge.
But then he got it back.
Then he got it back.
Yeah.
I guess if you blow up, because if they were going to die at the end of three when they would get burned.
True.
Yeah. They would be dead.
True.
Yeah. So yeah, you can die, but just disfigurement.
Maybe if you just get pulled apart, you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you get smushed or melted, or blown up, you're toast.
Oh, that's so sad.
Interesting rules. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, I guess we're gonna find out new rules in four too, because that fork turns into a toy and comes to life.
Yeah, because they gave him eyeballs. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Well, Mr. Potato Hut was still animate on a tortilla.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. There's a lot that we got to figure out in this world.
Who do we got to call up to clear this?
Not John Lasseter.
No.
Well, he's probably got some time to do stuff, or he did get a new job.
He got a new job, right?
Oh. But then, what's her name, was like, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
She says to SNL.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson.
With that letter.
But I think they still kept him around.
Classic.
I don't know. Boo. Anyway, so then that's when Woody has his famous, you are a toy.
You are a child's plaything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great line reading.
Very Tom Hanks.
Yes. It's so good. Because he's also running out of breath when he says, you are a child's plaything. And kind of almost can't get it out.
Yeah.
I can't obviously recreate it.
Too, because it feels like a lot of Tom Hanks is the lovable guy. I guess he gets annoyed a lot, actually.
Yeah.
He's annoyed. He's pretty mad at his kid in Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah. He yells at him at least once.
My favorite is in Tom Forrest Gump is when he loses his accent when he says Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah.
He couldn't shout in an accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard if you're trying to stay in an accent. You can only, I mean, I don't know. I guess I could yell in a Southern accent, but that's because it's mine.
It's in there.
But if I try to yell in my not Southern accent, then it becomes Southern.
Oh interesting. Yeah. Where's Tom Hanks from?
He's from Concord, California. He's a Cali dude.
Cute. Well, that explains why you couldn't yell in a Southern accent then, maybe.
Greenbow, Alabama. Come on, Tom.
He loves yelling. From this podcast, I noticed in the 1980s, he really yelled a lot. He did his Tom Hanks moments where he has his yelling moments.
I feel like that's all Turner and Hooch is.
Yeah. Well, actually, Turner and Hooch was the way that they got him to sign on to this movie, because they animated something from the scene where he yells at Hooch for eating the car.
Yeah.
He's like, don't eat the car. And they animated something to that. And that's when he signed on to it, because he was like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. And fun. Apparently,
I haven't seen it. Yeah. There's a lot of movies I have not seen.
Oh, that one's a good one, but
I've seen it once.
I've seen all of the Pixar movies. But any classics, I'm.
I will say, Turner Hitch is a little sad, so don't think it's a family movie.
I can't.
Yeah. But it is good. All Tom Hanks movies are good because he's in them.
That's true. Wink, wink.
I don't know if that's totally true, but I'll say it. And then, so then the Pizza Planet truck shows up, and then he's like, oh, we got to go to Pizza Planet.
Always thinking.
Ding, ding, ding.
So then he convinces Buzz to go on it because he's like, a spaceship. That has a spaceship.
You know. Right, because he knows he can't go back without Buzz. Oh, yeah. Or he's just going to get destroyed. Yeah.
So they get in the Pizza Planet truck. This is funny because Buzz gets in the back seat, buckles himself in.
Yeah, it's a pretty cute little graphic.
It's very cute.
And then Woody gets in the back because he's like, I'm a toy, I have to hide. And then the drive over, Woody is like...
Just really ragdolled around.
Yeah.
Just ragdolled around.
And also, he's a perfect body to just be like, whoa.
Yes, I love his just like...
Yeah.
I sometimes will run like Woody just because it's funny.
It's fun.
Just like completely loose and like head thrown back.
Oh, he does have a very big
because it's it's fun.
I have a theory that like the two funny like bodies that are just funny in and of themselves are Woody like bodies.
Yeah.
Just tall, lanky spider people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. They're very funny.
Yes. They're everything they do, we're just kind of like, okay, that's funny.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Your body is kind of like a fun joke in and of itself.
Yeah, yes.
And then like a squat kind of like roly-poly person.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're like in between, if you're in between, you're going to have to work harder to be funny.
You can't use your body as like a
You
prop.
Do not have that.
You have to be internally funny.
Right, which is really tough.
Yeah.
You got to work a little bit more, but like those little Woody spider bodies are just so funny.
Yeah, yeah. When he runs later at the end of the movie in the chase, it's very...
It's like, so good.
Yeah. Anytime he runs.
It's so funny.
It's very funny. So then we get to the Pizza Planet, which is very cool.
I always wanted... I'm assuming probably it's real now somewhere at Disneyland, but I just always wanted Pizza Planet to be real.
Yeah.
Like a... When they squirt that like alien slushy out of the alien, I was like, that is so cool.
That is fun.
That's like the one thing they don't have. They do have like pizza places. Like they have one at Disneyland that's Pizza Port. It's just pizza.
Not the same.
No. And then at Hollywood Studios, they used to have a Pizza Planet type restaurant where they had like arcade games, but they were just regular arcade games.
Yeah, no, I want a... An exact.
I feel like, come on, Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, it's like
get a weird alien slushy machine.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks dope.
Yeah, and I like the game where it's like the whack-a-mole, but it's the alien coming out of the person's belly. Dang.
It looks like a great time.
It does. I would want to go. Disney, get on there.
Come on, Disney.
They have a Toy Story Land now in Florida.
Yeah, I assumed it would be there.
Yeah. No, I think it's because the idea of Toy Story Land is you're in a sandbox and you're the size of a toy, so they can't have a Pizza Planet.
Oh, yeah, well, they
pizza
really...
It would be so huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they really locked themselves into that then.
Yeah, they have a, it's a Woody's Lunchbox.
Mm.
And so like all the food there is like lunchbox food. They have like Pop-Tarts and stuff.
Like Lunchables or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
Interesting. Interesting and then, choice.
Yeah, and then all the tables are like Domino's or like those little mini Babel cheeses or Babel cheeses.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the seat.
That's cute, I guess. But yeah. It's no Pizza Planet.
Yeah. Not what we wanted.
That's
not what we wanted, Disney.
Not what we
start over.
Wanted.
And then I'm blanking his name. Scud?
Sid.
Sid.
Yeah.
Scud is the dog.
Sid is back.
Yeah. Oh, Buzz runs into the claw machine.
Yeah, they're almost out.
Because he thinks that's the rocket.
Yeah. Right, because it says ready for launch or something beside it.
And then Woody follows him. We meet all the aliens.
You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
Yeah, the claw.
Yeah, those are fun little dudes.
Yeah. And then Sid comes over and Woody's trying to escape. But then he gets a hold of Buzz and then Woody goes along with him. And he's like, wow, two toys.
And it's just off to the races after that. Yeah. It really goes downhill
just
quickly.
Like earnest fear them entering into Sid's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this is a bad kid's house.
Sid's toys used to scare me.
They
like that spiky baby with the like
Yeah.
Yeah.
Metal turns. Spider legs. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That is scary.
I feel so bad for Sid's sister.
Yeah, no. Hannah.
She's sweet.
I know.
It makes me wonder about those parents, though. Because yeah. that kid is like a sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't blow up toys and be normal.
The dad seemed kind of, because he was just sitting by the TV asleep. With like cans of what I assume are beer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Like the little girl just seems so sweet. And you can blow up toys if you don't understand their toys, but like you can't just keep stealing your sister's toys and ruining them.
Yes. Yeah. And he needs a lesson, be taught more. A lesson.
Yeah. I don't know. Poor Hannah.
I don't know. Poor but Hannah.
He gets it in the end.
That's true.
So yeah, we get to Sid's house. We meet Hannah, his sister, and then we go up to his room where he takes Hannah's toy and he makes it like a baby doll.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah. And that's when we see that he, like, all the toys that he makes in his room.
They are nasty.
Yeah. They think that they're cannibals.
Yes.
Yeah. And Buzz is still thinking that he's Buzz. Woody is, like, afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teeth chattering afraid.
Yeah.
Like, it is. He is spooked.
Yeah. And this is when they tried to escape. Oh, first of all, Sid makes a hole in Woody's head.
Yeah, and does that just go away in the next few movies? Because they kind of just...
Because he has it the rest of the movie, it feels like.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember it being there.
Yeah, maybe they fixed it in maybe between one and two.
Yeah, they're like, okay, well, how would you fix that as a toy?
Sand it down? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's sad.
Paint
though.
Over it.
Yeah,
know.
He really. I mean,
you know, that could have been a good moment in Toy Story 2 when they like refurbish Woody.
Right. Give him a
paint over that.
Fix his little.
Yeah.
His
when little bent.
It's forehead.
Jerry from Jerry's Game. Did you see that?
Silence.
Oh,
which yes. The chess player.
The old guy playing himself.
Yes. Yeah. He's the toy.
When you first you said that, I was like.
Refurbisher. Yeah, we were. It was crickets. I was like, I don't know.
Should we all know Jerry's Game?
No.
But yeah, so he gets his forehead.
Thank you for trying to understand.
We got there.
Yeah.
So they escape though, and they're going, and that's when Buzz. Well, the dog comes out, and they Woody goes into a closet, but then Buzz goes into a room where the dad is watching TV.
Right.
And that's where he sees that commercial.
Right.
Yeah, the Buzz Lightyear commercial, and it all becomes clear that he is
a toy made in Taiwan, I think, is what his little thing says.
And that's when another Randy Newman song comes on.
This one's kind of bad.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like no. I cannot fly. It's just narrating what's
you
happening.
You are a toy. You cannot fly.
Yeah, it's like,
and I'm go sailing. No. It's pretty sad, though. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. And he tries to fly out the window, but he falls.
And that's when he breaks his arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then Hannah finds him and then takes him in for
Mrs. Nesbitt.
That is I love that funny. Part. Yeah. The way he goes, I'm Mrs. Nesbitt.
Yeah.
Is so funny to me.
And he's like kind of drunk acting.
Yeah.
And he's dressed up.
Yeah.
I used to say that all the time because, well, I kind of just like always remembered it. And then my friend in college lived on Nesbitt Lane or something like that. And every time we went there, I would say, I'm Mrs. Nesbitt. And no one laughed.
No.
No one got it. And I was like, it's from Toy Story. And they're like, oh, yeah. I remember you saying that.
Oh, no.
I was like, dang.
Well, next time I say it,
not
laugh.
My audience, apparently.
I do like it when he goes crazy and starts laughing. And then,
yes.
Woody has to slap him
with his own
arm. That's good.
Yeah. And it kind of knocks him, but he's still very depressed because he's like, I am a toy. What's wrong with me?
Sad.
Yeah. And then he tells him that he tried to fly out the window, and that's when Woody gets the idea of the window.
Genius.
So, yeah. So he goes over to the window to try to get the attention of everyone in Andy's room.
Oh, yeah. It uses the arm and it comes off.
Yeah.
As a little decoy. And then
it comes off and they think that he killed Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a pretty
and
sadistic
then
way.
The one that leads the charge on not letting him come over
is Potato
Head.
Wow. What a
throws
grumpy.
The Christmas lights out the window.
But you know, Buzz, it makes feels like the villainous Sid, but Buzz causes most of this drama.
Yes.
True.
Because when he is like, Buzz, come up here. And then we have that classic, I need a hand.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. He was being a real baby.
Yeah. You know,
depression's this tough.
I guess depression is tough.
Depression.
even if you're a toy.
Tough. And this is when, Buzz, Sid comes back in and Woody hides, but Buzz doesn't.
Cause he gets tied to a rocket.
Yeah, he gets tied to a rocket because he can't find Woody. And there's a funny moment where he pulls up a crate looking for Woody.
Oh, right.
And he's like hiding.
Yes.
At the top. And then that's when he's like, we have to save Buzz from getting exploding.
Yes.
And that's when he finally realizes that the toys are actually nice toys.
Yeah, they're
right. And luckily right before that it starts pouring rain because he was supposed to get blown up that night.
Oh, you're right.
It rains, the toys are nice, so then they were like, oh, let's save Buzz, we have to break a rule, the number one rule of toys. Mm-hmm. And so then they all agree to it. That's when they get out. So the plan is, so Buzz is about to be
blown to bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then all the toys come out. And then that's when Woody shows up and he's like, I'm going to burn you later. And he sticks them on the cookout and he's about to light the match. Yeah. But then Woody starts talking and he's
reach
for the sky. Yeah.
And they think the toy is broken, but he's like, I'm not busted. Buster.
Yeah. Who you calling busted Buster?
Later on, Buzz just breaks the tape just from activating his wings.
Yeah, that seems
feels like
crazy.
If that could have happened the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just was too depressed to try.
Yeah, he didn't know.
About it, I guess.
But even when he's running around trying to get through the fence and the rocket's
tall.
Yeah.
It'll shove him through it.
That also doesn't make sense. I'll talk to someone.
Let's
about
talk
this.
To someone.
Yeah.
It was their first go around. We'll give him a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't thinking.
Yeah. They weren't thinking about plot holes yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Not yet. Yeah.
Also, Hakuna Matata. I mean, we're getting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, is yes.
Yeah. Because that movie just came out in 94 was. Or 95 was. I think it was 94 was.
That's
Lion
interesting
King.
That they got the rights to it.
I guess they own it, right? Because
it's
Disney?
It's Disney.
They were together at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
Ah.
It was like a joint effort.
Disney Pixar.
Yeah. And then they bought Pixar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the whole, I don't know. I don't know business.
No. But it is I'm sure it was like because they were like the parent company, maybe like the studio.
Yeah.
At the
right.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how business works.
Me either.
I don't know how this whole Fox Disney thing is going to work out.
I think it's
going
to be crazy. I will say one thing I started paying attention to is after being in like a writer's room and people being like, we can't get that song. We can't get that right.
Yeah.
Now listening to songs and being like, that was expensive.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Like, that pilot, like even like Pen 15 has a lot of songs, but the rest of the season mostly does until like the end. It's just like, I bet
they put
used
all of their budget in the pilot to be like, songs.
We need these songs so people get the tone of it. I'm
right.
sure.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, we can't afford like three songs per episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were like, well, can we have that Casey and JoJo song at the end?
Right.
We need it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that like listening to shows and just being like, wow,
dang,
these people had the budget for these songs. Or,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Also, when I see like trailers and they have like big budget songs in them too, I'm like, those trailers, can they stay up on the internet forever? Or is there rights to them that only last for a certain time?
I wonder if rights, if they do go away, because isn't that why like on Netflix, why they'd use like different Wonder Years openings and things like that?
Oh.
When Wonder Years was on Netflix, they didn't have the Joe Cocker Little Help for My Friends.
Oh,
really?
Classic opening. Huh. And I think maybe Gilmore Girls didn't still have on streaming
the
Carole King song.
Yeah.
What's that? I didn't watch Gilmore Girls.
If you're out on your own, feeling lonely, and so cold.
Of course.
It like was a different-ish song.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't that one. But there was like two, like when they put it on streaming. Because I'm sure they were like, no, we didn't negotiate streaming. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about how people get paid for streaming.
Yeah.
Because I watch a lot of The Office and I'm like, are they getting paid for this?
I think.
They are, right?
Yes. Well, I think that like Friends, they were going to take it off. And everybody was like, it was too big of a deal. So they're like, Friends makes like $10 million still a year.
Oh,
all
my
of
God.
Them.
It's insane.
For like streaming and like syndication and things like that.
Oh,
but I think that like it depends on whether you're like, how they buy it, who it is, who has the clout to, because I think it's like the Wild West. Of yeah. Like, there's no like there's, minimum and there's no like residual
yeah.
deal.
And yeah, there's no like, what do you call it? Mm-hmm. Equation for how to do yeah. it yet because yeah. we haven't done it.
I
yeah.
think also like if you have a show on streaming, one of the things people are like, this sucks, is you don't get residuals.
Right. That's a bummer.
Yeah. Because oh, wow. that's how like,
it's like trying to make money on Spotify if you're an artist. It's how you get
oh yeah
like half point. Of 1 cent yeah. every stream.
Oh wow.
How do people make money?
I don't know.
Starving artists. That's what sad. Can I say? All right. Sorry. Let's get back.
No.
Now we're talking about streaming platforms. Yeah. Where have we gone?
So all the toys come up and they scare Sid and they're basically like, you can't hurt us. We're yeah. toys.
Mm-hmm. Scared
then,
straight.
Yeah. And then he freaks out and he runs inside and his sister's holding a toy and she,
and she finds out her power now.
Yeah. yeah. She gets her. What do you? Never mind.
Yeah.
He gets his comeuppance.
Yeah.
Is that yeah.
What I would say?
Okay. Yeah. And so then for the rest of his life, he's going to be afraid of toys because he thinks that they can talk to him.
Well, they can.
They can.
They just don't.
Yeah. And then this is when they're trying to run away, trying to because the moving van is leaving.
Yeah.
And but they miss it because Buzz is stuck with his rocket. And mm-hmm. then they're chasing after him.
The dog.
Yeah. Scud comes out. And he's chasing them. Woody eventually gets on the truck and gets the RC car and dumps it so that he could go pick up Buzz.
They think there's another, that Woody's just a fucking serial killer.
Yeah. Right. Because he's trying to get back at the person that told on him.
And oh, I never thought about it as that.
Yeah, yeah. And then so they're trying to dump him off the truck. They do. And then they see Buzz on the car and they're like, oh
that's
wrong.
When yeah, that's when that's, the binoculars
I'm
talk.
Like, who's talking?
Yeah, yeah. He goes, guys, Woody and Buzz are coming up fast or something yeah. like that. Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like run. So then Scud gets stuck in a traffic jam.
That right. stresses me out when there'll be like just car accidents that we're like, oh good, Scud's taken care of. But it's yeah. like they those got people into a huge car
huge
accident.
Five yeah. car circular pileup.
I know. I was like, oh no, those cars.
Those yeah. cars. Hope they have insurance. Yeah. It's gonna be a whole deal it's for them to get their them. Cars fixed.
Yeah, because yeah, then they have dog. To put their car in a shop, get a rental car, deal with
oh,
their insurance.
Oh my gosh! All because these dumb.
That dog's gonna, is it gonna get put down? I don't know.
Yeah, I oh don't no. know.
You get put down if you just
sad.
Punch.
Oh no, Scud.
Oh, poor Scud. So they're driving, but then the RC car runs out of battery.
Classic, another classic Slinky moment.
Yeah.
He,
yeah. Oh yeah,
he comes out to try to grab them yeah. just yeah. as they're running, and then the battery starts running yeah. out, and he gets stretched. So to, far. Yeah.
And he can't do it. And can't that's do when it. They think it's over, but then they realize, oh, Buzz has a rocket on his back. Yeah. I have a match. Let's yeah. go. And then he lights the match and it immediately blows out.
Very, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then that's when Woody is upset. And then he realizes, oh, the sun through this plastic.
Yeah, it was like, it was yeah. burning his hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because it's not a magnifying glass.
No, no, no.
But for some
we've
reason,
already established there are a lot. Of plot holes yeah. here.
But somehow they can light the rocket ship. They fly through the air. They
leave
drop
RC.
Off. Yeah, they leave RC. They leave his remote too on the
yeah.
ground. Yeah. Which is a problem.
But maybe he's free now.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, but for in Andy's eyes, it's
yeah,
a
that's
car.
A broken car now.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want that. I'm putting that in the toy box with Shark
no.
with the Woody hat.
And then, so they leave RC in the van, they fly up, and then there's the whole, I'm flying with style type thing.
Yes.
And then they miss the van. He's like, you missed the van. He's like, I'm not aiming for the van.
Yeah.
It drops into the car.
Boom.
Well, then before that even, we're in a rocket. Rockets yeah. explode.
Right. And then that's when he just goes,
not today.
With his wings.
Yeah. yeah. And then.
And the rocket, it would have maybe blown up Sid's house.
Yes.
Yes.
That big explosion.
Was huge. It was
and that
huge.
Backyard was not that big.
It was like no. Game of Thrones, that explosion. It was like, yeah. Yeah. Humongous.
They land into the car, and that's when he's like, Mom, my toys have been here the whole time.
Yeah. Also, with like a plop sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Plop.
Well.
Yeah. And then that's when he's like, the mom's like, I knew we would find.
Yeah.
yeah. And then so we get to the new house, cut to Christmas time, which automatically makes this movie a Christmas movie.
Oh, interesting. If there's Christmas in a movie,
it's automatically Christmas for you.
Yeah. So
interesting.
So if Freeform plays it on 25 Days of Christmas, you can't get mad at them.
Do they do that?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Do you have any say?
No, but
Is Freeform owned by Fox?
No, it's owned by
ABC.
ABC, yeah, Disney. Okay.
But now Fox is owned by Disney. So it's all together again.
But ABC, yeah, okay.
Because it used to be Fox Family, then ABC Family, and then now Freeform.
Wait, it was Fox Family first?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Huh. Yeah. But now it's Freeform.
Good to know.
Yeah. And then so they're listening into the Christmas, and then that's when we find out Mr. Potato Head gets a Mrs. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm. Shaves, funny joke.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
because he takes off his mustache, and then they think that it's over, but then they get a dog.
A dog, which is a dachshund.
Yeah.
You find out in the next movie. Yeah. And it's great.
I love how old the dachshund is in the third one.
Yes.
It really helped me be like, he grew up.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's how my dachshund is now.
Yeah.
And that's old and fat.
The end of the movie.
Woo!
Yeah. Just a perfect, just really nails everything. Just, gosh.
Yeah. Do you guys want to rate it out of 5 Tom Hankses?
Oh, my goodness.
I think 5 Tom Hankses.
I give it 5 Tom Hankses. Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. It's a 5 Tom Hanks.
It makes me be like, if I could create just like a great children's movie, what a wonderful contribution to the world that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It had a huge impact on me too, because then I treated my toys better. Not that I was a Sid at all, but I was like, now I was like.
you strike me as a Sid.
No. I was like, these toys are coming to life when I'm gone.
Yeah.
But I think obviously Pixar is amazing and doesn't need me to toot its horn, but how great it was of just kind of like the feeling of just being like, I'm getting replaced and am I enough for the people who are important to me?
Yeah. It's a great film.
It's great.
Honestly, wait, I was going to say should have won an Oscar, but did it?
I don't know.
I feel like it was the first animated movie that was nominated.
I think Beauty and the Beast was the first.
Maybe first
this
something.
One was first to be nominated for Best Screenplay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It was nominated for 3 Oscars.
Okay, good.
Well, it should have won. It should have swept the Oscars, honestly.
Best Writing, Best Music, Best Music. This was before they had an animated movie category.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it would have won.
And then John Lasseter won a special achievement Oscar. it was nominated for a Golden Globe, but for Best Motion Picture and Best Original Song, but didn't win either.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't really know what
they had.
Actually, I think, no, I don't know. Toy Story 3 was nominated for Best Picture and Best Animated.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
And that was the third time that a movie's ever done that. Oh, so I do have some IMDb fun facts.
Yes.
Tom Hanks recorded this in between A League of Their Own and Sleepless in Seattle because he wanted to record it in between two comedies instead of in between Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, which were two dramas.
Oh.
Because he didn't.
Oh, wow. A League of Their Own was that right late
mindset. Yeah.
A League of Their Own was 92 and then Sleepless in Seattle was 93.
Oh, so he
recorded like in 92, 93.
I
guess you have to do that first.
Yeah. And then they always had Tom Hanks in mind for Woody. John Lasseter always had him in mind. And then he convinced him with the Turner and Hooch thing. But they wanted Billy Crystal for Buzz, but he said no.
Wow. And then were like Monsters, Inc.
And he was like, absolutely. Yeah, I made a huge mistake.
He's so good at Monsters,
Inc. He is. Gosh, what a film. Yeah. Honestly, let's just.
What a great. Yeah.
We got to talk about that too. I'm just kidding.
This is a Pixar podcast, right?
This is a Pixar. We're pivoting.
No. And then Woody's doll voice was actually Jim Hanks, Tom's brother. And then if you ever hear.
Wait, Woody's
what?
Doll voice. So
doll?
When he's like, there's
a snake.
Oh. Yeah.
That's his brother.
Yeah. Jim Hanks. And actually the doll, the toy is always Jim Hanks. And then if you ever hear him like in the parks or in anything, that's usually Jim too.
Do you think that was Tom throwing his brother work? What was that?
Yeah. Why?
Probably. I don't know.
I hope my siblings do that for me one day.
Yeah. They're like,
throw me some work, y'all.
Yeah.
All of Sacha Baron Cohen's movies are what I want to say, like the music is all done by his brother, who he just like flies in from London.
Oh, that's nice.
Sweet. That's
because his brother does music.
That's how it should be. You got to look out for your fam, you know? You hear that, guys?
I wish my sister was doing something so that she could help me.
you'll just be the one helping. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, this was the highest grossing movie of 1995.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That checks out.
And then the other people that they considered for Buzz was Bill Murray, Jim Carrey, and Chevy Chase.
It would have been so... Bill Murray would have been so much more flat, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone besides... Yeah.
Jim Carrey would have been weird.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Jim Carrey would have been too much like a lad or genie. Yes. Like improv.
Yeah, too wild.
And Chevy Chase would have been too
smug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Tim Allen has the perfect level of like smug dumbness.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great.
Where you're like not really him. Taking him seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
A great foil to Tom Hanks.
They're great together and they're doing another movie.
Did you see the video of their like last recording for Toy Story 4?
I need to watch
Devastating.
It.
Devastating. Oh no. They're all so sad.
But did they know sweet, that 4 though. Was gonna come out? Like did 3 feel that way?
I thought 3 was it.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they thought that too.
Okay. Yeah.
So somewhere there might be a 3 video.
Yeah, probably.
This was before I don't think so. This was before they were recording everything for Instagram.
Right.
You're right.
Because 3 was like 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Instagram, do you guys follow Tom Hanks on Instagram?
Yes.
He just finds shoot. I don't.
Things that are lost. Yeah. He'll just be like, someone lost a shoe. That's his whole Instagram.
Yeah. I got to follow
Maybe
it.
Maybe every once in a while there's other stuff, but it's mostly he found a mitten.
Glove. Yeah. And then his second favorite bit is he goes up to cars and like Europe tiny cars and he's like, got a new car.
It's like what?
Very dad.
What a goof. Yeah. I love him.
And there's not usually really a joke with he found a random thing.
It's just.
Yeah. He's like, he's genuinely trying to find the owner.
Yeah.
He's like, I found this glove.
He just like kind of thinks it's funny of someone's hand's going to be cold. Like, it's not like he's not doing a pun. It doesn't feel like.
No.
He'll be like one baby shoe. Whoops. And then it's always signed Hanks.
Yeah.
Just in case you forgot who you were following.
Like it's like how Barack Obama, if he's tweeting it, he would do like dash BO.
Yeah. Oh, do you guys want to do a quick quiz to find out which Toy Story character you are?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay, this is from Oh My Disney, so you know it's verified.
This is real, yeah.
Oh, this isn't like a BuzzFeed?
No.
We don't mess with BuzzFeed.
We could do one Oh My Disney one BuzzFeed.
No.
Okay, how would your friends describe you? Scaredy cat, fearless, born leader, or loyal?
Loyal.
Okay. What is your favorite Disney parks attraction? Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, or the Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Although Haunted Mansion is great.
What's your favorite subject in school? History, PE, school just makes me nervous, or drama?
Drama. We didn't have drama in high school, but I wish we did.
Yeah. How do you feel about pets? They scare me. They make life fun. Reptiles are cool. I like some dogs.
The second one. They make life fun.
Yeah.
Of course. God.
What's your favorite Pixar film? Toy Story 3, The Incredibles, Finding Nemo, or Bug's Life?
Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
I'm loyal. What can I say?
What's your stance on mornings? The early bird gets the worm. I love to be up before everyone else. Mm-mm.
That's the same thing it feels like.
Yeah, what the heck?
I dread mornings or love mornings.
Okay, so the only one that doesn't like mornings.
Yeah.
They didn't give you many options.
No. Would you consider yourself to be popular? Of course. I have a few BFFs.
Is that one choice?
No, of course. And then I have a few BFFs.
Okay.
I hope not. It surprises me, but yes.
Oh, there's like popular, but aloof.
I think I have a few BFFs, but I wouldn't say I'm not popular. I'm likable, right? Yeah. Right, guys? Yeah, people yeah. like me.
Maybe the last one.
Maybe then. The last one. Let's do the last one. Or did we lock in? That's okay. fine. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Sorry. It's going to throw off the entire thing, but it's fine.
I'm sorry.
God, now I'm going to be Bo Peep.
I love to think how I'm going to be Bo Peep. How this is going to be like, turns out you are yeah, that screaming army man.
Oh my gosh. The one that gets stepped on.
Okay, so now you have to pick a color.
Oh.
So it's red, black, blue, or brown.
Let's do the blue.
Okay. Yeah. Not a lot of choices for colors.
What if I chose brown?
You'd be a potato head. What is your ideal vacation? Outer space, the Grand Canyon, Mount Everest, or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
A lot of those feel really tough.
Yeah. Like,
space. Oh, no. Space.
Outer space is my favorite vacation.
What's your favorite Disney song? You Can Fly, You'll Be in My Heart, You've Got a Friend in Me, or Go the Distance?
What's You Can Fly? Peter Pan.
You Can Fly, You Can Fly. The Toy Story one. You Got a Friend.
You Got a Friend. Okay.
Me. Who am I?
You're Jesse.
Cute.
That's fun.
You're more fun than a barrel of monkeys and full of just as much energy.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to cry. I'm so excited.
You have the biggest heart this side of the Mississippi and will always stick by your friends.
Aww. That's really
fun. Yeah.
And I bet my theme song's that sad Sarah McLachlan song.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In the second.
One time I called Anthony Gio the John Cusack of UCB, and then like for too long I was like, God, could I be the Joan Cusack? Yes. What an honor.
Yeah.
What a career she has.
I love Huge. Her. Yeah. Okay, you want to take the quiz?
I'm going to do it, but I worry I have too many of the same answers. But
we're very similar. We did have the same favorite Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
But that's okay. There were a couple ones where I was I deviated.
Right. Okay. How would your friends describe you? Scaredy cat, fearless, born leader, or loyal?
I think loyal for me too.
Nice.
Okay. What is your favorite Disney Parks attraction?
I think mine will be, and sorry, am I messing it up if you don't read them?
No.
Okay. The hotel one.
The Haunted Mansion?
Yes.
Okay.
I've only been once.
What's your favorite subject in school?
History.
History.
Nice.
How do you feel about pets? They scare me. They make life fun. Reptiles are cool. Or I like some dogs.
I think the second one.
Yeah.
They make life fun.
What's your favorite Pixar film? Toy Story 3, The Incredibles, Finding Nemo, or A Bug's Life?
Probably Toy Story 3 of those.
Nice.
What's your stance on mornings?
I don't even... Will you make A, say A, B, and C? Because all of these sound the same to me.
Okay. The early bird gets the worm. I love to be up before everyone else. Or I dread mornings. And then love mornings.
I dread mornings feels like someone who's like afraid to live.
Yeah, I don't...
Great, I woke up.
I chose that just because I don't...
Yeah.
I don't like getting up, but...
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say A only because I do. Yeah, that the early bird does get the worm. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Right. You agree that mornings are great, but you don't necessarily do it.
If you can benefit from a morning, go for it.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's deep.
Would you consider yourself to be popular? Of course. I have a few BFFs. I hope not. Or it surprises me, but yes.
I think a few BFFs.
Cool. Okay. Now color. Red, black, blue, or brown?
I'm going to go for that red.
Red.
Nice.
What's your ideal vacation? Outer space, the Grand Canyon, Mount
Classically Everest. Hate space.
Do you think if you choose outer space, it just like voids all the other ones and makes you buzz?
Yeah. Mount Everest or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Gotta get the tropical.
What's your favorite Disney song? You Can Fly, You'll Be in My Heart, You've Got a Friend of Me, or Go the Distance?
God, those are all really good.
Let's go the distance again.
I can go the distance.
Yeah.
Michael Bolton, Hercules.
That's a Disney movie I'm not super familiar with. I've seen it, but I don't know a lot
whole
of it.
Podcast.
I know. I did know the scar thing, but yeah. I've seen it. I just don't remember it.
It's one of my
I
favorites.
Do think I had whoever that character in the
Megara.
Yeah. I think I had a dress like hers maybe for Halloween one year.
She's
anyway.
Great.
I'm She's gonna sexy. Go with You Had a Friend in Me, and what a tragic tale she has.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
You guys.
Oh, I'm in for a treat. Did we get the same thing?
You're Jesse.
I wonder if one of them just like put me into Jesse.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm It's my truth.
You can't deny.
You're Joan Cusack. Thank you. You're the Joan Cusack of UCB.
Spread it around. Get that going. See what it gets me.
Yeah. I love Jesse.
Me too. I did take this earlier to make sure it was good, and I got Rex.
Oh. Did you say reptiles are cool?
No, I didn't.
Dang.
Yeah. But that is true. I feel like a Rex. It was like, you're scared, but you shouldn't be.
Oh, is there a description?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're more fun than a barrel of monkeys. What I also like about Jessie is that she is excited, but she does have like a 180 of like 360 of emotions, I'll say.
Yes.
Because she gets pretty upset.
Yeah.
Obviously, when she's just like, fine, go back. Yeah. She's not just like one dimensional, like, I'm always so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's great.
She's real funny when Buzz is Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Together.
I was trying to remember who Buzz's like crushes.
Yeah, it's Jessie. Buzz and Jessie. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Riding on
Bullseye.
There we go.
Yeah.
Riding on.
I was about to say Woody's Roundup.
The critters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, do you guys have anything to plug? Where can people find you online?
Oh, Lord.
You know, on Instagram and on Twitter at Mary Sasson.
Yeah, I have so many different handles for all my different socials because I couldn't get my name. Oh, but wow. I on Instagram and am Amanda.Tarver.
Good.
T as in Tom, A R, V as in Victor, E R. Not Tarber.
Tarver.
Ver with a V.
Do people ask Tarber a lot?
People say Tarber, they say Traver, they say Carver sometimes because they think I say C.
Some of those is like a test for dyslexia.
Yeah, my on my like when I get my receipt after I pay my rent, it says Amanda Traver, and I'm like, honestly, guys, who cares?
Oh wow,
they don't know me.
Wow,
the building manager doesn't even know my name.
No. You're a Jessie.
I'm a Jessie.
Yeah.
They don't know me. I'm
more
a Jessie.
Fun. More fun than the barrel monkeys.
Yeah. My hair is yarn.
Yeah.
Truth. Amanda.Tarver.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having us.
This
was fun.
This is great.
My first podcast.
You were great.
Wow. We killed
all those
it, guys.
Fun facts.
You held my hand all the way through.
Yeah.
It was a good thing I watched it today or I would have had nothing to talk about.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah. Now I got to go watch the Amazon version.
Yeah, the fun thing.
It had some
fact.
Fun. It really, I mean, it is very distracting how many mistakes it points out.
Oh,
I'm like,
tough.
I never would have seen that and now I'm ruined.
No.
Well, so maybe don't do that.
Nope. Yeah. Do it if you want to. But
with caution.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and Hanks for listening.
Oh, cute.
Okay, fine.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, Oscar.
Yeah, Claire?
Do you love Disney movies?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen them all?
Not all of them.
What do you guys think if we watch them all in chronological order and then talk about them?
Ooh. Oh, and what if we could talk about it with some of our favorite friends?
I love that.
Yeah, what if we do it inside the Disney Vault?
You know, that's the name of our podcast, Inside the Disney Vault on Campfire Media.
Yeah, check us out on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to yours.
That's Inside the Disney Vault.
Let's go. Woo!